Good morning, afternoon, and evening, Supercoach Elites. Welcome back to another Supercoach Elites podcast, presented sponsored by the Patreons at patreon.com/SC Elites. And I'm out over at Elites Breaks, come up on Facebook and Instagram. My name's Corey. As always, alongside me is the Bombs Express.
Choo choo! That's right, Corey. The Bombs Express is back. Thank fuck Scotty's not here with us today, Corey.
Oh, no, sorry, mate. Here's Scotty. Welcome back, boys. Today we'll be looking at midfielders this week, Corey. Where can listeners find us on social media, mate?
Yeah, welcome back, Scotty. Find us on Twitter and Patreon at SC Elites. Find us on Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, and YouTube at Supercoach Elites. Welcome to all the Patreons that have joined in our past and present, and thank you for such a great pre-season as well. It's been really fun in the chat and on the channels, and there's still time to get in before the season starts, which means there's still time to win a K.
There's been some newbies. We love a freshie around here, Corey, don't we? You tell me. Between me, you, and Pergo, mate, how could you just not love some fresh content?
It's nothing better than fresh content.
Now, Corey, speaking of the league, do you know the Codys?
No.
I was hoping you did, mate, because I didn't have it up here.
Oh, I thought it's, you knew off by heart.
You'd expect me to, by now. I'd say I'm going to go on a fucking rampage again in the next day or so. 385-287. Okay? Yeah. So you join that. We're at 1,024. Has it gone up? I think it has gone up somehow in the last 5 minutes or so. Probably. Since I probably said it last week. How good's that? So join it. $1,000 cash prize if you win it, for those that are a Patreon member between now and the end of the year. If not, you will get a merch pack. So, you know, just rewarding those that reward us with their monthly sub score.
Yeah.
And if you're
in Adelaide, you'll get your money back well and truly.
Gather round. That's only a month away.
I don't know if my body is mentally ready for that week.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're a Patreon member and you're going to be up in Adelaide for Gather Round, or you live in Adelaide, we know there's a couple of weird fuckers up there that ghosted us last year. Let us know, because we'll be up Wednesday to Sunday, I think, something like that. Wednesday to Sunday, leaving Monday, something like that. So let us know. We can all catch up. We can have some beers. We can go to the footy. Well, let us know if you're up there, if you're a Patreon member, and come tag along and we'll have a good time.
By mentally ready, I mean physically ready as well. My body's going to be fucked.
Nah, we're in the 30s now, Corey. I mean, it's four-day recovery. Who does back-to-back?
I heard it's going to snow while we're there as well, which is fucking annoying.
Jesus Christ. I heard, speaking of freshies, I heard there might be a few freshies, Corey.
I'd say there'd be a couple of fresh people joining us and fresh content.
Well, just, you know, because the group's bigger than last year, you know, so it's just a little bit more fresh.
The party bus is going to be rocking, good vibes only.
Oh, mate. Oh, I'll tell you what, that fucking, that Cobra Kai, mate, that Cobra Kai lookalike, he's fucking cool, isn't he?
Yeah, it's going to be the best.
There's just going to be some stuff going on, Corey, and that Airbnb that just, I mean, their Patreon stories only, those ones. I mean, you thought Big me shitting my pants was good. Fuck me, Dad. If you cunts ever heard about these stories, my goodness.
The mandarin juice was good. The banana juice is going to be better. I think Millsy likes bananas.
Oh, Jesus Christ. German bananas, Corey.
Yeah. That Chinese bananas as well. Play on.
Yeah. Plantain. A couple of plantains.
That's getting really good vibes only.
Good. How good's the good vibes, aren't they?
Very good. Your 10th midfielder, please, Bombs.
L. D. U.
Would you have
114.
Oh, fuck off.
Exactly. And you know,
exactly.
Man, I'll put the points there after.
I'll send you a photo after it. 114.0, but I had him in 8th.
Yeah, to be honest.
Not 10th.
Oh, wait, was that 10?
Yeah. Well, do you only do 8? Yeah, oh, how good.
Do you want me to do 10?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can do 10 then.
I'll send you a photo.
No, that's all good. So my 10th one, hold on, let me just...
My whole checklist is colour coordinated too, by the way.
Yeah, I was just going to put two of these guys up here. Butters at number 10.
Honourable mention for me.
Yeah, so no Butters in the 10. So Butters at 112.
I had Rory Laird at 113.8.
Not even in my honourables.
Yep. He's 30, so I'm not surprised. Year 9?
Libba at 113.4.
Oh, I got Libba at 6.
That's fucking high.
Connor Rosie at 113.7.
So Rosie better than Butters?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I've just got this feeling that the boy's going to have a fucking good year.
Inside my bones. Jeez. Okay.
We said, all right, I'll do you 114.0. That's fucking so good.
That's funny that it's there. Now, this, 7? Now, you're just going to crack it.
Yep.
Ollie Wines. I'm joking, bro.
You're about to get in trouble.
I just wanted to hear your reaction. Now, this is based on average, but yes. Sam Walsh, 117.
Honourable mention. I think coming back from the injury is the only thing that I reckon might be a little bit... There might be...
Disclaimer, what he averages for my team by the time I get him, 117.
Fuck, was that at 7? You're at 117.
There's going to be some good players this year, Gorey.
Jesus, that's high. Okay, I had Tom Green at 114.7.
I've got Tom Green significantly higher than that.
Okay, yep. 6?
Now... Can we cheat Cody Corey?
What have you done?
I've put Zach Merritt in, but post round 10, Zach Merritt only. So I haven't factored in scores from rounds 1 to 9 in this, okay?
I reckon you've done this last year as well, to be honest.
So if I've got Merritt from round 10 to the end of the year,
yep.
I've got him at 119.3.
Honourable mention, that's way too high. There was like one player that went over 119 last year.
That's okay, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them, Corey.
Okay.
Is it really?
What?
Is it really only one player? Nah, it has to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, no, in the midfield, it was Bontempelli and Bontempelli and Clary.
No, they averaged 120.
No, Clary didn't even go 120. Clary went 119.
No, Clary went 120.6.
Petrarca, oh, was it Petrarca 119? There you go. So three. There was three.
Fuck, I've got a few cunts kicking off here then,
don't
yeah,
I? You got cunts having fucking insane years.
I'm more of overestimated this a little bit here. Jesus Christ. Yeah, right. I might need to scale this all back.
Nah, don't fucking leave it up. Ramp it up by 15%. Let's go. Yeah. Sorry, who was your 6?
So that was Merritt.
Merritt, yeah. I had Libba. Your 5?
Now, that's where I've got Petrarca at
120.4. Ooh, I have Petrarca higher than that. Jordan Dawson, 115.5.
So, is that even an improvement on what he did last year?
It's about the same.
Jordan Dawson, 115.9. You got him going down. That's us.
I think he'll be around that. It's 0.4. Jesus Christ, that's stiff. That's like one point on the year.
He's probably going to hunt and fuck a bit more than that, Corey.
4? Oh, sorry, who's your 5? Petrarca,
you know,
I
go first here, mate. Come on, mate.
4?
Tom Green at number 4 at 121.5, Corey. Jesus.
That's almost...
That's just 10 points again.
You've
bro.
Got him. You've got him, yep.
Well, yep. So my 4 midfielders, my top 4 here, and my 4 starting midfielders on my team.
And so are mine. I had Errol Goulden at 117.1.
Errol Goulden, number 3 for me at 122.9.
Yep. Jesus fuck.
He's had a big year.
Clayton Oliver is my 3 at 118.3.
Honourable mention.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to... I don't care.
I know he's been named Corey. He's probably going to be subbed off this week.
Imagine that. Fuck, that would be good.
He's going to be a juicy price. I'm honestly anticipating some sort of sub action from Oliver in the first couple here.
2.
Now, yeah, talk about a break, Eddie, Corey. Jordan Dawson.
Okay, hunting and fucking real hard.
124.1.
Jesus, that's 10 points on his average last year.
And that's what, if Goulden's increased by 10, so's Green and Dawson. I'm expecting, I've got a bit of value here in my midfield.
You are very optimistic on the
Everyone's
midfield.
Going up 10. You know why?
Why?
Because they're not 30, bro. What do you think Laird's not in this?
Yeah, I just said I had my top 4. I don't, because I don't have Clayton Oliver. I got Jordan Dawson. I had Petrarca at 2 with 120.2. I think he's fit as a fiddle. I think he's going to explode.
Your Petrarca wouldn't even crack my top 5. That's how deep my midfield run into the one.
You won?
Now, everyone's gone up 10 points, but it has to be the Bond, and he's scaling down, Corey. Yeah. He's going down to 126.5.
Okay, I'd Bond at 124.1. It's very hard to do 130 again.
Yeah, and that's why I brought him down to 126. Yeah. I just think, yeah, I mean, last year was fucked, bro. If you go look at those numbers, man, it's insane.
Crazy.
Genuinely bonkers.
Yep.
Interesting that none of us actually had, not one of us had Dunkley. Dunkley or Sarong or Brayshaw.
Sarong was an honorable mention. Dunkley I didn't even give a fuck about.
Yeah, so Dunkley in my honorable mention, Sarong, Brayshaw, and Clary, Butters, Libber. But Butters and Libber ended up making my 10, didn't they?
Yeah.
Ollie Wines, Matt Crouch, Corey. Yep. What numbers are you attributing to those names?
I reckon Crouch goes better than Wines. I reckon Wines is low hundreds.
106.7 for me.
A little bit lower, yeah. And Crouch, I think, is low to mid hundreds, like 105-ish.
107.2 for Crouch.
Okay.
Took Miller?
Again, mid to low hundreds, 105. 110.1. Yeah, I like the other two. I like Rowell and Noah.
And I've just got a couple more names here for you, Corey. Yeah. If that's right with you, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Darcy Parrish?
Can't kick a football. 105-ish.
Yeah, 104.3.
Yeah. Joy you Newcomb. Know he'll have a 5-week period where he's the best player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. Then he'll be
Joy Newcomb I kind of like a lot more than that. Oh, I think 105 to 110.
102.7.
Yep.
And last one, Jack Steele.
Not high 90s.
Yeah, I reckon 101.8.
The disposal numbers, I think, are going to be a worry for Jack Steele this year.
Just some real common players I think people have asked about.
I think the tackles will be good. That's the disposal numbers, I think.
There's a rumour going around that he's feeling the best he ever has after a preseason.
Yeah, that's Kaka.
Oh.
Yeah, like they probably say that every year, so that's clearly not true. He's been like 24 before. They can fuck off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, mate.
Beauty. On behalf of Bombs, myself, and the patrons at patreon.com/SCLEATS, peace out, and thank you for listening.